Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August 26, 2023. And we're going to be looking at a subject I think that all of us wrestle with at one time or another in our life, something called worry. We fret over so many things, and I have to say I do get a lot of emails about this in proportion to most other subjects. People are worried, and that means they're very concerned and involved in their DNA and their genetics, which is what they would think of as being normal. And there is so much in this world to be concerned about. You know, it's just an interesting world. And I don't mean that in a way of saying it's a fascination. It's obsession and compulsion. And that's all we're seeing right now is obsession and compulsion. So with all of that being said, and war always being on the forefront of our life, and as well as in the background, and the finances and all the difficulties of that, we have much to worry about, the future of children and all of that. So I get these emails, and I've gotten, and the reason I chose this subject today is because I've gotten three or four in the last 2 weeks, and each one of them, so this is not going to be by any one person, this is going to be by committee, this question, why and how do I get over my worries? That's what people are asking. This whole subject is Pandora's box, because really what it's all about is my insecurities. And when I am insecure, which all human beings are, don't let anybody fool you into thinking that they're not insecure. Even when they have every reason not to be insecure, they're insecure. And why? Oh, because they don't take care of their inner self. They don't take care of their heart. They don't take care of their soul. They don't recognize their soul, I should really say. And because of all of that, there is this essence within us, this psychology that goes on and on and on, worrying about, do I have enough, shall we say, fortitude? Do I have enough talent? Do I have the ability to make my worries go away? And always this has to do with, typically in our youth, it has to do with money. It has to do with whether or not we have enough money to do the things we want to do. And then in later life, it's about our health and facing our death. So there are many, many things in this world to worry about. You have to really see that. How much concern and worry is there about our whole life and what our whole life is all about? So let's tackle the issue with self-esteem and insecurity, personal insecurity. A lot of how we were raised, and raised by our genetics as well as our family, our mother and father, how we were raised has a lot to do with the way we live our life, how we live our life, the way we go about our daily living from the premise of, am I enough? Am I enough? Now, there's all sorts of motivational speakers out there, you know, Tony Robbins and all sorts of ministers who pose as, well, I guess you would say, your cheerleader to tell you how to get what you want. But what all of us don't seem to truly understand is, even if I get what I want, I'm still the same person that I have always been, and nothing has really changed except the outer circumstance. And that will then, if I really get into that, I will see that because my circumstances might have changed, let's say for the better, doesn't mean that anything in the better, so to speak, can match my circumstances that have gotten better. In other words, I don't change. I still will worry. I still am concerned. My mind will go out and find a reason to be worried and concerned. And all of this starts to, mount up inside of me, mount up in my arrogance, my ego. Even if things go well, then I think, you know, my poop don't stink and I can just do whatever I want. And still, I am suffering from low self-esteem or, you know, insecurity. The human brain, the human body is nothing but a system of, self-destruction. That's the way I look at it. It doesn't ever go into any other way other than self-destruction. It destroys itself with its emotionality, and it affects our health, and it affects our relationships, and it affects everything in our life, our finances. So what are we to do? That's the question everybody asks. The answer is not easy for most people, because if you're a worrier, you worry about things that haven't happened or could happen. It means that my imagination is running overtime. My assumptive nature is running overtime, and I'm really not paying attention to what is going on within me. Where do you go? Ask yourself this question. Where do you go within yourself to live? That's the answer to the problem here. Where do you go? Well, most people don't know where they go. They don't think about where they go to live. I mean, they don't know. They go to emotion for gratification. They go to their intellect for rationalization of their emotionality. And that's as far as they go. They don't go any deeper than that. And so those two culprits are the problem. And so we only think from the problem. We don't go any deeper than that. Now, should you wish to go a little deeper, should you wish to understand, you would have to realize that your body and your mind are operating under the assumption that you are a product of your mother and father, a product of your genetic nature, a product of your DNA. And when you can turn away from this, not try to correct it, because you won't be able to correct it. You won't, no matter what. No matter how many affirmations you would, suppose upon yourself, or denials you would suppose upon yourself, you're not going to change anything. The human being is going to be the human being. You have to accept it for what it is, but not operate from it. This is why operating from love is more important. If you operate from love, if you operate from the mystique of the mystical within you, if you can persevere beyond your mind and beyond your body to awaken to the fact of what you are, not who you think you are, that's when you start to see the light. And that changes everything. But the problem with all of that is we don't do it. We don't want to do it. It's not that we can't do it. It's that we won't do it, because we are initially living from the impulses of our body and our brain, and that's as far as we go. Meditation is the ability we all have to overcome all of this, to sit in the natural flow of the heart, to sit quietly. We used to say in the ashram, and it's true, silence is the answer. And it is the answer. And should you be willing to sit in the silence and replace silence with a busy mind that is always conjuring up problems, that is when you will start to find a profound change in your within. And when you are living from the silence rather than from the insecurity and the places of your emotional impulses, that's when you're going to find a profound change within yourself. And you will see everything in the world in the light of love, which is really what this is all about. It's the light of love. And that's what's typically missing in most of us. Hate to say it. I hope that helps you all. And I want to thank all of my my listeners and those who take the time to write me emails. I deeply appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.